From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraq was the scene of several demonstrations today. One protest in southern Iraq turned violent, wounding 5 Iraqi soldiers, 3 Shiite gunmen, and a young bystander. The U.S. military, meanwhile, launched an investigation into how unflattering photographs of the imprisoned Saddam Hussein were leaked to 2 tabloid newspapers, Britain's Daily Sun and the New York Post. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Thousands of Shiite supporters of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr turned out for protests today, some against the U.S. military presence in Iraq, and others denouncing Newsweek magazine's now-retracted allegations of U.S. abuse of the Holy Quran. One protest turned violent as Sadr militiamen traded fire with Iraqi forces in the southern city of Nasiriyah. The largest Sunni mosques in Baghdad, meanwhile, will be closed for 3 days to protest the killing or detention of prominent Sunni clerics. Some Sunnis accused the Iraqi government or the Shiite Badr Brigade militia of involvement in the killings. The U.S. military, meanwhile, is angered by the leak of photographs of Saddam Hussein in U.S. custody, clad only in his underwear. In a statement, the U.S. military said the leak may have violated Saddam's rights as a detainee under the Geneva Convention. Iraqi and U.S. officials fear that the photos may re-energize an already bloody insurgency, believed to be made up largely of members of the former dictator's regime. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.